Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
The cold, hard truth about the Olympic journey is not really been financially incentivized in the same way that many other professional sports are.
The business of basketball involves NBA, Globals, our licensing arm, Think 450. All of those things will make up what that looks like.
Money in sports is one of the reasons why I enjoy being on Monday Night Countdown. We'll talk about some of the more interesting aspects of business of sports.
When you're talking sports, discipline is the bridge from being good to ultimately being great at whatever it is that you're trying to be or accomplish at your profession.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. Oh my goodness, look who's back home with us.
I'm back.
Yay, Scarlett Fu. Damian Sassauer. Oh, man. It's like, oh, and then there's me, Michael Martin.
Yeah, just you.
We're excited we're in the same room together.
Yes. Yes. This is not, you know, location and remote and all
fancy
of our
apps.
Equipment. Yeah. We're all in the room together because we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's start. Okay. Let's get this over with.
No, let's start with the best.
Yeah. Congratulations to the Rangers fans. You guys are in the Eastern Conference Final, which I never understood why they never used the word. The proper way to say it is final, not finals. And I never understood that.
Because yeah, it sounds NBA weird. Used. Well, because it's a series of games, maybe.
Yes, yeah. Could be a series.
Right.
Could be more than one game. Hopefully this
time
it'll be
the final
games.
Is the championship game.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but the NBA puts the S on it, which is different. But congratulations. I'm going to ask a stupid question since, you know, they're playing the Lightning.
Which is basically Rangers South
because yeah.
They're made up of a bunch of former Rangers.
That's not going to be an easy series for
No. Vasilevsky is huge, too, and he's incredible.
Gosh, it's all about Shesterkin for me. I mean, it's going to be a matchup of the two goalies. And what's interesting is just how young. I mean, what a rebuild, huh? I mean, did anyone think the Rangers would be here? I mean, I certainly didn't. And Kreider looks great, and their power play offense looks awesome. And so they're going to be a tough out. I mean, but most people are calling them to lose this in something like 6 or 7.
You know what, Damian? And I'm calling out the Rangers fans because I remember back. Oh, the Rangers, I don't know.
They're I have to admit that bad. I was one of them because I didn't know, think it would happen.
Yeah, I know you were. You and Rich Truman were like, this is terrible.
Okay, Rich Truman is another Bloomberg radio producer, and we have spent many times this winter during the season bemoaning the Rangers.
And who gave you the pep talk? Who gave
yes.
you the pep
okay,
talk?
Okay, Michael Barr, you always believed this is true.
I believe that you guys will get to this point. Now, I can't help you after this, but no, congratulations to the Rangers. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's going to be one whale of a series, and good luck to both teams. By the way, if Tampa Bay wins, that would be, what, three in a row?
Yeah, no, they are deadly. I mean, this is their time of year. I mean, look, it's going to be a tough, again, but the Rangers are going to be a tough out. It's going to be a tough matchup. I mean, did you see the score of that Avs-Oilers match?
Yes, like that was wild. Game. That was.
There's going to be a lot of people playing injured. There's going to be a lot of pain, a lot of, grinded out hockey. But I think what is pleasantly surprising for the Rangers fans out there, and Michael Barr, I know that you were always a believer, is that no one expected them to get this far. I mean,
right.
The rebuild was, that letter was in 2018, and everyone kind of thought, all right, for the next couple of years, we've got to count them out. No one honestly expected it to get this far this quickly.
What was the Oilers game, 8-10 or something? Or
8-6.
Yeah, 8-6 or what? It wasn't little, let's put it that way.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I think Wayne Gretzky had said something that got caught a lot of air balls. He's like, this is an offense.
And this is Wayne Gretzky we're talking about. I think everyone wants to see the Oilers
about.
In the finals, for
yeah.
sure, because
it's going to be good.
Nostalgia.
Golf, and we're
talking
about the match, and I always love this. This is great. We're talking about the match with Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, and they're up against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
Wait, is this golf or football? I'm confused.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. I get excited because there was a drone shot. If you saw it on the drone, Damian.
I did.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do indeed.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Tom Brady had a lovely shot. I think he was shooting from a fairway. I mean, but it was, it was just a great shot. It was would have been a hole-in-one on any par three. And look, I mean, that's what tonight is all about. It's all about the prop betting. And so, what are the chances that they're going to be a hole-in-one? I mean, they've got four chances on 4, 6, 8, and 12 at the win in Las Vegas. Plus 50,000, Michael Barr. Plus 50,000.
Is there a natural correlation here between football quarterbacks and golf? I mean, I know there
they're
is between
athletes.
Hockey and golf, yeah. But okay, they're beyond being athletes.
They're amazing. Tom Brady's amazing. I love him.
Is there anything the man can't do?
Is there anything the man can't do? No, but he's getting a hole in one is a very rare thing. So it is a sucker bet. But I mean, I think the odds are for Brady and Rodgers to take down the young kids. I mean, if you saw Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he can putt, man. And when you're talking about match play, it's all about putting.
Boy. There's gambling in this establishment? I'm shocked.
Isn't that legal in some states?
Wait, is anyone caddying for these guys?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question. Yeah, I want to know who is doing the caddying for
it. Giselle, maybe?
No,
definitely not.
We're going to see this. I would caddy for any one of them.
Give me a call.
This next topic, we call this the soccer mashup. Because there's a lot to talk about here with soccer. Let me start first. Redbird has agreed to a $1.3 billion deal for AC Milan Football Club. That was the club that was owned by Silvio Berlusconi. So that's been approved. And, boy, folks, the face of soccer and ownership, it's changing all over the place.
Yeah, it is. Now, Todd Boehly, Los Angeles Dodgers owner, we've talked about this, Michael. The Americans are coming to English footy. So
for better or
worse,
that's the thing, because when it wasn't owned by American businessmen, the team spent a lot on their players, and they were willing to continue spending to buy the championship, essentially. And American football owners are very different, right?
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, you've got Middle Eastern owners, oil magnates and what have you, and they're all,
spending like drunken sailors.
Well, they want to win, and they don't care about, the operating margins of their franchise.
The return on investment.
Correct. And that's a very Americanized way of looking at professional sports, and that's what they bring to the table. And a lot of fans don't like it for good reason.
Well, now this is on a serious note, and good for Ukraine. They are now trying to get their way into the advance in the World Cup. They're getting referees from the Netherlands. They're going to work on a playoff match between Scotland and Ukraine. And it's just nice to see Ukraine in play, especially of all the stuff that they're going through in their home country.
Yeah. No, I mean, you've got Zinchenko from Man City, obviously, he was in tears. I mean, it's a very emotional moment, obviously. I mean, where are they playing? They're playing in Glasgow, yeah? In Scotland?
Yeah, I think it's Glasgow.
Yeah.
Now,
another place I'd like to visit.
You know what? We should all I'm
on the road.
Yeah, we should use the Tom Keene line and let's all get on the Airbus and let's head over to Glasgow.
Fire up the jets.
Yeah, fire up the jets. Or in my case, let's fire up that. What was that chitty chitty bang bang car, man? That
the
we
jalopy.
Had? Yeah, I always thought that was cool. But you know, let's get. I want to go to Glasgow. I want to go.
It's
going to
Scotland. Be a long trip to Glasgow in that thing.
Speaking of love, yeah, I will look like the Beverly Hillbillies in that thing, man. Speaking of a mess that happened.
You're going to go to France, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm going to France.
Oh, baby.
I'm going to France. The French government, they're blaming Liverpool fans. The English club is like, say what? And everybody's mad at everybody. In case you don't know what happened, there was some people who could not get into the match to see their team. And it was at Liverpool, I believe. And people were like, wait a minute. What? How come I can't get in? And I guess some people had some okey-doke tickets. They put Liverpool with a Q in it or something, whatever. And it, you know, they tried to get in the fake way. This caused a big mess because the match was delayed. People couldn't get in. And here comes the tear gas.
So the response from the French authorities or police who were on standby was to tear gas the crowd that couldn't get into the stadium.
Yeah.
This is before the game even started.
Yeah. This was 2,700 Liverpool fans. They had a ticket, but they couldn't get in. And the French president said, sad.
Guys, if we're going to talk about France, can't we talk about Roland Garros, please? Can we talk about Rafa, please? Can we talk about how Rafa and Djokovic spent the changeover from May 31st to June 1st playing in a quarterfinal match that was pretty awesome, dude.
And 4 hours and 12 minutes.
I mean, unbelievable. And now I think Rafa's what? He's 8-2, against Djokovic on clay at that court. And I think he's 110-3 for his career.
That is bananas.
It's unbelievable.
But by the way, before we go on with that, I should correct myself. They were playing in Paris. And I should add, just to correct myself, that it was a championship final, Liverpool fans playing in France. Sad, sorry, so sad, you know.
It raises important questions about how France is going to manage the 2024 Summer Olympics if this was the response to the scene of confusion and, you know, minor chaos outside the stadium.
Yeah. Well, I think the championship match, if I'm not mistaken, was supposed to be played in St. Petersburg, right? So It may have been a little bit lastminute.com. So, you know, but you're absolutely right. I mean, we have to look forward to the Olympics and see how they're going to handle things going forward.
Well, I tell you what, man, I want to go back to the tennis match with Raf. I can't even walk for 4.5 hours,
I mean,
man.
Dude, and you want to know what's amazing?
Well, Nadal could barely walk anyway, right? Because he was limping along in Rome before he came over to France.
So I think it was, 20 slams? Is that the number? So it was Federer, Djokovic, and Rafa before Rafa won the Australian Open, right? So now he made sure that Djokovic can't get to 21 with him on this time, right? So he's extending his lead or trying to do it. I mean, it's just awesome, man. I mean, it's great tennis. It's great. It's just great to watch.
4 hours, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, you guys could do it.
Remember, this is only in the quarterfinal. He still has another two matches to win, or two games to win. So
I had a dog.
There's
that
a lot more running around.
Ran down my driveway. My dog ran down the driveway, and I'm trying to catch the dog, and I didn't realize how out of shape I am until you see me on the ring camera. It's like, now imagine going 4 hours, 12 minutes. My goodness, that's how athletic they are and tennis stars. By the way, now this is a shout out, and I want to see this. Arthur Ashe, there's a special on him. I think it's on CNN. And I want to peep that. That looks really good. So if you get a chance, check that out too. Yeah, I know. I said look at another.
I mean, have you been watching that Los Angeles Lakers? The Celtics?
Winning time.
Yeah. Oh my God, is that good?
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God. I mean, I binge watched the heck out of that. I mean, this all goes right up there with Top Gun too.
I'm not gonna lie, we're still binge watching Grace and Frankie.
I like that one too.
They
like
are good.
There's a lot of nostalgia, and there's a lot of nostalgia. Feels like with the NBA Finals, with the Celtics making it to the finals.
And for all you international fans, I think Peaky Blinders is starting again pretty soon. That final season. I don't know if you guys watch Peaky Blinders, but
I've yet to start, but I think I need to.
So good, so good.
Isn't that Peaky Blinders? Isn't that like a child detective or something? Man?
No, gangsters.
Like old school, like in London in the 1900s. I mean, real stuff.
Yeah, old school gangsters.
I was being serious.
The Goodfellas of London. It's awesome.
Okay, this is a good time for me to bail. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, and we just have a lot of fun here talking about topics. You can catch our podcast Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I'm Michael Barr on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
I'm Scarlett Fu, and you can find me on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer, and you can find me on Twitter at DSassauer.
Scarlett's back, yay.
I might not be in a good mood when we talk again later this week, but we'll see.
Oh, good. We'll see how this goes. By the way, download this show wherever you get your podcast.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.